You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's fucking good, Silly Squad? What it do, baby? Let us talk to YouTube first. Hey, YouTube, with y'all sexy ass. You know, if you clicked on this video, you bona fide. You know what I'm saying, a dime piece.
I like that bona fide.
You know what I'm saying? That's bona fide. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't nobody deny you from being a dime piece. You sexy as fuck. Everybody who watch us is sexy as hell. Don't you let nobody tell you different, okay?
You heard me?
Please go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment and just say hi. Also, hit that notification bell. So you be notified. You can do your little jiggle. Every time that we drop a video, okay? Also, please tap that damn subscribe button. Tap it. Tap it. Tap that subscribe button and join our family. That's how you let us know if y'all for real down with the squad.
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm saying? Y'all be just watching some of our videos, give us a minute or two. No, watch the whole thing. And then if you got something to do, just leave it on, just walk off or something. Goddamn. We need them fucking, you know what I'm saying, them albums for the views. All it.
Put us on your iPad to babysit your kids. It don't something. Matter.
Well, ooh, not because we cuss and you talk about nasty stuff.
I be talking about nasty stuff.
You talk about nasty stuff. I be talking about the Lord. I do a prayer every time and you be.
Trust you need to say that. You got to complain on Jesus because he already returning.
On Jesus. On Big Jesus.
On Big
Jesus. Big Jesus. Big Jesus up there. You know what I'm saying? Please, also. It is an arrow that is right under this video. And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because I am a Christian woman. And I love the Lord. I got to tell them how I would tell them in my prayer voice.
No, for real. How would you say it in Sunday school? How would you tell them to share it with a friend at Sunday school?
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it with everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, on the...
What church you belong to?
The church of cussing motherfuckers out when they do wrong.
CFU.
You know what I'm saying?
CFO.
For real. But also, please, tap some of the links in our description box. It has links that actually take you over to our social media account as well as a podcast platform. But we're on all of them, Spotify, iTunes, and all of that. Because we give y'all the video, but we're actually audio. Our audio numbers do amazing, okay? YouTube, get our views up. Tell somebody, share it to a motherfucking friend. I won't play. Get our views up, okay? But now that I have, everybody who's listening, whoop, whoop, through your speakers. What it do? What it, Gina?
Remember what's Gina? Up?
What's
Gina,
up?
What's when Biggie was on her.
Yeah. What's up?
She did that.
Y'all know it's my favorite time of episode because I get the honor of introducing this amazing
neighborhood dope.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm introducing y'all to the neighborhood drug dealer. Fuck that. What's up, neighborhood drug dealer? What you selling today?
Dopeness?
Mm.
I got that work.
You got that work. Mm-hmm. How you been? Neighborhood drug dealer.
Someone asked a question.
Yeah, amen.
Why do we sing? And how they praise him when we lift the hands. What do we mean? Okay, I'm cooking.
Bitch, my window. You gonna see? Hey man. Don't do another move.
What's up?
Well, how you doing, Dopeness?
Nah, I can't stop gritting my teeth.
What's going on?
I don't know if it's a nerve condition or what. I used to grit my teeth when I was little, and my grandmother that passed away recently used to pop me, so I stopped doing it. But I find myself here recently, like, grit my teeth, and I'm trying to figure, I've been trying to tell my brain, stop doing it, but it won't, like, I don't know how to stop. I don't know if I need to go to the doctor for it or what, but I don't know if it's a nerve condition, but I literally, like, be trying not to do it, but it's starting to make my jaws hurt, because I'm gritting it, so,
yeah.
Like, when you sit here talking, like, I'm an old lady chewing gum in her mouth, but it's my teeth, like, I'm grinding my teeth, and I don't think that's healthy to do that, but I don't know what the fuck going on. I think I'm having my anxiety is high today. Mm-hmm. It's like, Yeah. I'm like super thirsty. Like, it don't matter how much water I drink. It's like, I can't get hydrated.
Yeah, she fucking up these water bottles up here. Yeah.
I can't get hydrated. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck going on. But other than that, stop. No. Not me. Other than that, I'm great. Mm-hmm. How are you? You're Jamaican and me crazy, mom. You're looking real.
I didn't need somebody.
Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look real good like that.
Thank you.
Ain't got your Hurley one. It ain't the Rock the Boat, Aaliyah. It's the, more than I want it, more than I want it. No, and if you don't, just say, passion is
done. Yeah, I was running late.
Shot me. Sorry.
And I couldn't curl this side. But I could curl this side, and so it's just this
giving,
one side.
It's giving Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah.
Back in the day, like 70s.
I wanted on both sides.
You jive turkey. So you like a Jamaican me. Watch it, sucker. More than a woman. Like a whole remix. Like a mashup.
Y'all
but
see what I had to do here?
You looking good, though. It's on you. So what you gonna do? Hey, it's on you. So what you gonna do? Hey, it's on you. So what you gonna do? Hey, it's on you. So what you gonna do? Now that color, like you've been giving me these deep colors here lately, like the maroons and the greens, like the deforest greens or whatever green it is. Mm-hmm. Y'all know green got, it look good. It goes good with your complexion.
Thank you.
But as we go into Black History Month, I'm wearing the same black shirt every time we record, just for my people, man.
I know, because the last time you told, because I was just in clips, you told them you only finna wear black.
Yeah, I have on black, but you don't see me in one shirt. They got a couple of, just give me, when you see me in all the black, don't say nothing, because it's going to be black. It's a blackout. I'm doing it for my people, for Harry and them, for when she went back to get her husband, and he had remarried that lady. I thought she was dead. That's what he said. You seen the movie? He told you seen the movie. Girl, it's so good. He went back. He told me she went back to go find him. Girl, she went back to get her man, and that motherfucker was married. And he said, "I thought you was dead." She should have kicked him in the rooter tooter, motherfucker. She should have shot his ass.
Did you slow the line or something before we recorded?
You don't do that no more. You should be telling me, turn up, be yourself. And you know, those are the thoughts that's running through my head. Like,
because she like that for real.
Then I really want to wear, I'm wearing black for they took black history out of school. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Y'all been on some old shit these past couple of days. And I'm just like, you know, as I'm getting older, because my birthday coming up, a lot of stuff to be playing in my head. It's like they're getting rid of Black History Month in school, so the kids are not going to know the importance of our ancestors. They're trying to whitewash our history. Like, racism isn't real. So I feel like I got to wear black. And that's what I'm going to do. You're going to see me with maybe a couple of them with a color shirt on. But after that, black.
Blackout.
The same black shirt. Like, I'm going to wash it. But black is what it is. Yeah. So, but no, I really like, I'm saying that to say, I just said that for me. But I really like all these colors on you. Like, it's giving rich auntie vibes.
Because I ain't going to have no damn kids.
Like, baby, hurry. Go get you some chips soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
How have you been?
My tongue hurts.
You bit it or burnt it?
So this morning I had me and my terrible eating that fruit this morning. I had an apple and I was
I see it. You bit it. Girl, what the fuck? Was that apple hat?
What happened? I was walking with the apple and I was opening the blinds. And so I was just walking, I was just like, and then I'm like, oh shit.
Oh,
and then it hurt.
Like when you bite your, I know I bit my tongue. I ain't never been it that deep. When we were Charles chew, she chew like she made sure she processed it. So I can only, almost took your tongue out.
I did. And so as you were talking, I was sitting here and I'm like, it hurt.
Take a while. Like maybe rinse your mouth with peroxide every day to make sure it kind of get the, ain't infected and like get the soreness out. It'll be fine.
I'm like, it hurt.
No sucker dick for you, huh?
Yep.
So. If she sucked dick and he blast off in her mouth, then his
little... If my tongue starts swelling, then y'all know.
If your tongue pregnant, the sperm gonna be like, get caught in there, you're gonna have a baby out your tongue. You're gonna be 8 months, like 9 months, like you.
Yeah, now she be, she get back,
Ah, baby, we'll get back off. I'm gonna be like, here, push, push. Did you
want to
break?
Did you want to break? So I ain't gonna suck it today or tomorrow, but probably.
No, just give it. No, for real. Like, no, seriously. Yeah. Oh, for real, listen, I ain't finna.
Yeah.
It look like it hurt.
Mm, it do.
That's the worst. Like, even when you, like, bite the inside of your jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Lord.
I was just walking and chewing that apple. That apple's so good, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Green or red?
Green. Mm-hmm. And then it was, I always put it in the refrigerator because I like it cold.
See, I just, it's something about the texture of apples. Like, it, after I eat it and I bite and I swallow it, I just feel like I want to throw it. I don't know if it's like the mind. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't like apples. I wish I could. I'm not a fruit lover. Mm-hmm. But I wish I could like fruit. I like oranges, though.
Yeah. But, and then I don't even, see, I'm not, I'm with you with the textures. I love orange juice. I like oranges, but I
don't like that white stuff.
No, I chew the orange and I spit it out.
Oh, yeah, because you don't like the outside of it.
I can't eat it. Yeah. Like, I squeeze it for the orange juice, but... No, ever since I told you, you keep looking at my tongue.
Mm-hmm. You know, but I always look in your mouth when you talk. I like it. I like looking at people's lips because it reminds me of Waitie's hair when he when she said, you know, when he was, Gloria was talking to that man.
What did she say?
And he was like, what did he say? God damn it, I hate it.
Is there something about her mouth?
She was looking at his mouth when he was talking. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I like a woman with a little meat on her bones.
Meat on bones.
And she was like, yeah. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want to jump to this first topic?
Yeah, let's jump to our first topic. Our first topic, we're going to talk about a good woman will be always two things,
mm-hmm.
missed and remembered.
Hello? Say that again.
A good woman will always be two things, missed and remembered.
Facts.
Will always.
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 I don't give a fuck. I'm going to add on there, missed by anybody who didn't had her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to start? Or you want to start? Go.
You can start it.
Mm. Oh, tongue. Okay, so what basically, you know what I'm saying, this is saying is that if you are a good woman, you know what I'm saying, to a man, right? After y'all break up, more than likely, y'all probably broke up from some stuff that he did. Because, mm-hmm. again, she's a good woman. She's going to always make sure that the relationship is, you know what I'm saying, cool. And he, you know what I'm saying, is taken care of, mm-hmm. right? So, when that relationship is ended, the next person that he gets with, she is still going to be on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because... If the new woman is not probably, you know what I'm saying, consoling him or, you know what I'm saying, or like speaking life into him or whatever, you know what I'm saying, blase, blase, he's always going to remember that good woman that he had that he fucked over.
Mm-hmm.
Always. I don't care, you know, yes, he could be in love and married, you know what I'm saying, to somebody and they can have a great relationship. But anytime like that, he probably sees her, she pops up on his timeline or something like that. It does not mean that he's going to go try to go back to her.
Mm-hmm.
However, he's always going to miss her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always going to remember the great time that they had. You know what I'm saying? Because again, like I said, she really probably was not causing him any stress like that because she was a damn good woman. I'm going to tell you something funny. Basically, my ex... Girl, listen, you know, for sure, you know what I'm saying, just to let them know, I ain't gonna get them all up, but you know what I'm saying, like, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm in a new relationship, you know, this man is still, you know what I'm saying, wants me, like, cuckoo for cocoa acting fucking out. Puffs, you know what I'm saying, like, I am all the way gone in love, and you know what I'm saying, and he is still, you know what I'm saying, he told my family and them that, you know what I'm saying? She always go be, you know what I'm saying, my woman. And I'm always go love her. Like, he literally, he literally said that, you know what I'm saying, to them. And telling everybody, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm always, you know what I'm saying, go love her and all this stuff. And it's not just, I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying, just for me. That's how a lot of men, you know what I'm saying, I mean, men, they fuck up. They had a great woman and they fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then when they see that she's in a new relationship, it hurts their fucking soul. Because he know that the new man is getting, you know what I'm saying, all of the goodness of her. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, when your heart is pure and you are genuine to people, when you fuck over them, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times, it's a hurting feeling. Because it's like a feeling of, like, damn, like, I fucked up so much and I know that she didn't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I want her to be happy, but I'm always going to miss her. So, anybody that dealt with me, I know they miss me. Not the fact that, like, all of them now, he's cuckoo and, you know what I'm saying, want me back and shit. But I know that all of them, you know what I'm saying, like, miss me. And I'm not just saying, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm a shit or nothing. But no, I know that I'm a great fucking woman. You know what I'm saying? So, a good woman will always be missed. Always remembered. Because even your ex will always fucking miss you.
Duh. Absolutely. That's my dog, though. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know what I'm saying, I done told y'all the past between me and him. Yeah, he do. He always say that. He was like, I was a good woman, the best woman he had. And if he would have knew then what he knew now, you know what I'm saying, he wouldn't have did what he did then. So I could be with him now and we would be, like, married or something. And, you know, despite the shit that I said, you know what I'm saying, about him and what he did because he was young and experimenting with drugs and stuff, you know, the domestic violence stuff, you know what I'm saying? I know he wasn't not making excuses for him because I'm healed from that. He wasn't in his right mind. Outside of that shit, when he was a great person, you know what I'm saying? So, definitely, I'm always told anytime I get a chance to speak to him because, you know, I talk to him or whatever, he always telling me that. You know, like, he used to try to find stuff on me, couldn't find nothing. He was like, he always can tell other women, you know what I'm saying, mention my name or something like that. And I was like, well, you know, I was just being myself. You know, I was just, I didn't really know much about being, you know, I was younger then. I ain't know nothing about being no girlfriend or nothing like that. The stuff that I probably would do now as a grown woman, I didn't do back then because I didn't know. But being a genuine person, treating somebody the way you want to be treated, it don't matter what age you are if you talk that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I did. And, you know what I'm saying, I was good to him. He ain't never had to worry about me fucking with no niggas, even though he tried to accuse me of it. He never could find nothing because it wasn't true, because I would never do that. Like, I back then I didn't know how to have homeboys because I was really close with, like, before, you know, like, now we like, you can't have homeboys. I feel like I literally had homeboys back then that I wasn't fucking on, you know what I'm saying? That didn't have to, I got a little older, but back then I didn't do that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I just cut their ass off just out of respect for him, because I was like, I don't want him to feel no kind of way, you know. But a good woman will always be remembered, missed, and remembered. And that ain't even just with niggas. That's with friends, too. Mm-hmm. When you was a good friend of somebody and y'all just fell off and you don't know why you fell off, they be missing you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because y'all, you know you miss us. Hold on, look at the camera. You know you miss us. We know you watch us. Hey.
I can't believe you.
Can't believe you.
But it's fine. It's cool. Fine. We ain't tripping on it. But, yeah. You know, we good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not to toot our own horn, but I truly believe we are good people. Mm-hmm. You know I'm flawed. I ain't perfect in some, but I think where I am now in life as far as an adult and how I've healed and I've grown, I don't mind admitting to my shortcomings of when I act out or act silly or revert back to some of my ways. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind admitting. I just feel like a good person is a good person. You know what I'm saying? When you're a good person, even when you try to be a bad person, you can't be it, because like I want to do some whole shit, but my conscience won't let me do it because I want to be missed. I want to be remembered by these motherfuckers. So I remember, look at me, motherfucker. Look what you could have had. It feel good to know that, though. To know that you left that stamp. You know what I'm saying? Because with this knock here, Jesus, honey, he needs to take a chill pill. But you know, in her case, I think, you know, I sometimes, like she said, a good woman will be missed and remembered. In some cases, when you a good woman, and because you were so good to a person you used to be with, they don't ever think, because they never seen you move on, they don't expect you to move on. So when you move on, it's kind of like the world stops, because it's like, now they know that they can, when you don't have nobody, they have a little bit of hope that they can get back with you. But when they see that you done moved on and got somebody, could possibly marry this person and be with this person forever. And because they know you're a good woman and know that they ain't finna get no play while you with this person because you didn't do that shit to them. So they know damn well you're not finna do it to who you with. It's like they spiral out of control, like Nicki Minaj did with Meg Thee Stallion. Meg's Law, like that shit, have that one line. That's how they be feeling. They just spiral. They go on live for 72 hours. They going over to your parents' house. They standing outside with a boombox in the rain and shit. They want to throw a peach at you like the boy did on Wait Takes Hill to Robin. You know what I'm saying? Robin, you raggedy bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that's when they spaz out like that because like they have so many emotions bottled up that they don't know what to do with it. So it's like, I'm finna act out. But honey, you still ain't gonna get no play. When you had the good thing in your hand and you fumbled it. So, honey, bye. What you got to say?
I'm with you. Now, when we say, you know, as far as like a good woman, the main thing that, you know, kind of I hear when you said flawed, yes, does not mean that she is perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stop thinking that, you know, because she is a good woman or a good man, that they are perfect. No, we are all flawed. We all, you know what I'm saying? I don't care how good of a woman that I am. I do have, you know what I'm saying, flaws. But my flaw is not disrespecting you.
Mm-hmm.
My flaw is not cheating on you.
Mm-hmm.
My flaw is not, you know what I'm saying, cussing you out.
Mm-hmm.
My flaw is not, you know what I'm saying, embarrassing you in the world or social media. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I could have flaws of, like, you know what I'm saying, wanting everything OCD and then I'm nagging about, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. Like, that could be a flaw to some people, you know what I'm saying? So others, they'd be like, I like her clean ass, you know what I'm saying? But again, like I said, doesn't mean that I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm not flawed. But when I mean good woman, I'm talking about as into you, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Not as far as, like, just the, you know, as a person, period. Good does not mean perfect, you know what I'm saying? So... Because a lot of men, they'll be like, yeah, she was a good woman, but she used to nag all the time. But what did you do to make her nag? You know what I'm saying? Like, she probably, you probably would not have ever heard her voice, you know what I'm saying, on certain shit if you was not fucking up. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you was not doing certain things or, you know, or man, yeah, she would always feel insecure about some shit, but what did you do to make her feel insecure?
Yeah.
Nothing of what that men combat with has nothing to do, take away from them being a good woman to them. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? When I say good woman, I'm referring to how does she treat your heart?
Mm-hmm.
And you.
Yeah.
How does she treat you as a person? Not the fact that, like, oh, you know what I'm saying, she be like, man, she don't ever want to go in the world. She don't ever fix herself up. Or she don't ever, that ain't got shit to do with, I'm not talking about none of that shit.
Treat your soul.
I'm talking about how does she treat you
yes.
as a person.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? And again, like I said, caring for your heart, protecting your heart, making sure that you are straight and loved and respected and, you know what I'm saying, veered as just the king that you are. I'm referencing that when I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, a good woman. Those, you know what I'm saying? Because we'd be like, damn, he really love her ugly ass. Or he really love her fat ass. Or he really love her skinny ass. Because it's always somebody that got something, you know what I'm saying? Something.
Because,
you know what I'm saying? The skinny one that you saying, everybody's like, you know what I'm saying? Be like, damn, her ass too skinny. Or her ass too fat. Or her ass, you know what I'm saying?
Or what, you know what I'm saying?
She can't dress. Or she don't keep her hair up. Or she don't, you know what I'm saying? She can't dance. Or she can't sing. Or she... Whatever it is, it's, again, like I said, everybody's not going to be every fucking thing.
Sure ain't.
Okay? Everybody's not going to be everything. Because guess what? You not every fucking thing.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody saying that shit about you.
Because the same way I could be like, my man needs to do this and all that. You know what I'm saying? Again, mm-hmm. like I said, he got a whole fucking list either. I'm not everything on, you know what I'm saying? I don't care who the fuck I get with. I'm never going to be everything on their list.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying? He never going to be everything on my list. It's never going to be, you know what I'm saying?
The,
like,
perfect
the
list.
The perfect fucking list. Make sure majority of that list is checked off and keep it pushing. Because all this shit is not going to be checked off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out. But, again, after, you know what I'm saying, their relationship is over. And whoever moves on. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's even... some shit, just so, like, if I had, you know, because you always go back to, like, the dude about the dating, I ain't go being, you know what I'm talking about, when you said you was dating him for a little period of time, or talking to him, and you saying how he opened doors, and
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like, you was always going to reference that, because
then, the way he made me feel.
That, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, that feeling of why y'all were talking, how he, you know what I'm saying, had your heart feeling,
did it good.
And had, you know what I'm saying, like, said shit like that. When you'll never forget what, you know what I'm saying, what, how somebody makes you feel. You'll forget what they say, but how they make you feel is, you know what I'm saying, something different. So
you always find yourself trying to, you're still searching for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if somebody, if they, like, because before I met that person, I didn't know how I feel mm-hmm. for a man to cater, to open doors, to make you do all that. And then after the fact, when we, when it stopped, it's like, I want that. So when I'm not seeing mm-hmm. it happen, I get annoyed, like, and I used to find myself saying the person's name, like, he would never, if somebody mm-hmm. did that. And I didn't realize I was saying that, but it's like, I had never experienced that before. And I was just like, dang, I hope that I come across somebody who can do that. You know what I'm saying? For me again, because everybody not, you know, not like that. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to know what else I'm finna say about whatchamadoodie and whatchamacallie and what's his name, you know what I'm saying? What's did for me or made me feel, you gonna have to go to our podcast platforms and, you know, check us out. But in the meantime, in between time, YouTube, guess what? We out.
Now, everybody else who is still listening, what she said, The reason why that she, after when she had him treating her like that, she now wants that is because when you get a taste of the good thing, you always want that great feeling. You know what I'm saying? And so when you get a chance to taste the steak and lobster, them noodles don't taste the same. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't care how much seasoning you put in them bitches or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had the steak and lobster before. So you know what I'm saying? It's a craving now that you have. And because of that, that's the reason why a good woman is always missed and remembered, is because he had a taste of your goodness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he, anybody else that he gets with, if she is, you know what I'm saying, like, not treating him, you know what I'm saying, like that, protecting his heart like that, you know what I'm saying, always arguing about little shit or complaining about little shit or not wanting to you know what I'm saying, suck your dick or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, like,
ain't ghetto,
you know what I'm saying, not ghetto, whatever it is, like, you always are going to, in the back of your mind, are going to miss that great thing that you had, especially if you know that you can't get that shit back at all. Mm-hmm. You gonna be, you know what I'm saying, miss so fucking much. You know what I'm saying? Because again, you had steak and lobster, but you dropped the plate. Mm-hmm. And you broke the plate. And you can't pick it back up. And so now, while you was down there trying to pick up the pieces on that plate, you found a nasty chip down there. Mm-hmm. And so now you eating on that nasty chip. You know what I'm saying? But you study like, damn, but the steak and lobster was so good now, because you know what I'm saying, you ran out of
steak and lobster. You should have thought about that steak and lobster when you was trying to snack on the side.
Because the reason why you dropped it was because you was trying to grab everything. Mm-hmm. When you didn't need to grab, like, my thing is, like, when you actually have that steak, your plate is full, why the fuck are you still grabbing?
Why do you even, because when you got a plate filled with stuff and good stuff, you don't even have room for dessert. You have room for nothing because you're so fulfilled by what's on your plate. But you so in a hurry. It's like, let me just eat a little bit of this because I still want to taste something sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what motherfuckers do.
Yeah. And so, because my thing is like, again, when you found somebody to make it truly work, you have to let your hands go from grabbing anything else. Put both hands on the plate and try to make it work. And you know
focus,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And focus on that. You know, because as soon as you drop this hand trying to grab this candy over here, them chips and all, you know what I'm saying? Now this plate is probably leaking, you know what I'm saying? Some of the food off is falling and shit. So that's when it gets unstable, is when, you know what I'm saying, your hands get so fucking full of other shit. Then when you drop this plate from trying to grab, you have played a steak and lobster, but you're trying to grab some Skittles.
And then you got your plate that you've been wanting all this whole time, and it's what you always wanted because you always wanted this meal. You're still looking over that other stuff like, damn, I kind of got a taste for that. But you ain't even really devour what you have in front of you. So how you know that you really want it?
And then be like, that it ain't working with her. But it would work if you put your whole attention and all into on her. Just focusing on her.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? But the main thing that they do, like I said, that's why I said, if you want a taste for steak and lobster today, then nachos tomorrow, then, you know, Mexican food the next day, then Italian food the next day, not, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. Just don't pick up, you know what I'm saying? Just don't have a plate. Just have a, you know what I'm saying? Go keep the buffet. Go down the buffet line, motherfucker.
Give me a meal prep ass nigga. When he prepped this meal, he had the same thing every day.
A meal prep ass nigga. A meal prep nigga
is a nigga that's okay with having the same thing every day because he's fulfilled. He wants to be on the same. He wants to have. He has a routine and he wants the same thing every day. But he because he knows that's right for his body. He knows it's gonna work for his intermittent fasting. He don't want to add nothing extra because you know if he had anything extra to that meal prep, it's gonna divert him from the goal. And the goal is health. And I'm doing the bunny ears like marriage. You know what I'm saying? That's a word.
Bitch, I'm over here listening to you.
That?
And that's what I'm saying.
You see that?
You been over here flowing. Like, seriously.
Bars.
A
meal prep.
A meal. Because, again, like I said, remember I said, I want my man to be so consistent. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, because I'm consistent. Consistent in loving me. Consistent in respecting me. Consistent in being loyal to me. Like, I want you to have that same routine, because again, I said I'm all the time, I'm so that fucking consistent. And you, I'm the same. You know what I'm saying? I want you to be consistent in being a meal prep. I know what the fuck you gonna eat. You gonna eat that salmon and rice, babe.
I know what to expect because you finna eat that. You got your meal replacement shake in the morning, or your overnight oats. You got your snack or your granola bar that you eat 2 hours later. Like, everything is the same, and you meal prep it every week because you have a routine, and that's what works for you. You know what works for your body. But when you're a motherfucker who ain't disciplined, you don't meal prep in advance to keep the same routine, then you have to stop at McDonald's and grab something because I ain't meal prep. No, if you give me a motherfucker who got a plan in mind, who know what he want. I don't got time for that. Maybe this and that. No, I'm indecisive enough. I don't need nobody else that's indecisive. What do you want? What do you need? Mm-hmm. And if it's not what you need, if I'm not going to fulfill you, quit wasting my fucking time.
Yep. And then my thing is, see, now when we saying steak and lobster on a plate, if tonight you want it, you know what I'm saying, hamburger and fries.
Yeah.
Let me know. I'm the fucking chef. I'm the one gave you the steak and lobster. There you go. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Do not go to McDonald's and Burger King and all the other shit to try to get something. Tell me,
let me do that.
Let me change it from a steak and lobster today, babe.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you like, you know what, I just really want to be adventurous. I just want to eat half sweets.
Let's do that. But what happens is they don't, you know what I'm saying? They'll look at me like, it's only steak and lobster at home. That's all she prepare. You know what I'm saying? Basically meaning her.
Yeah.
She don't ever switch it up. But if you tell me as a chef that you wanted something different, or you wanted to role play, or you wanted to, you know what I'm saying? Let me switch it up. And today we're going to have some burger and fries, babe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what happens is they don't communicate that to their chef, meaning their spouse. So they automatically just go and find something quick and fast, you know what I'm saying? But not knowing that the chef was prepared to make whatever it is that you went after looking for. But you know what I'm saying?
But you know that when you cheat on your meal prep because your body's so accustomed to your meal prep, when you stop and do that fast food, it fuck your stomach up. So you think that your chef ain't gonna know that you done ate something after?
Bars, what's with these metaphors, bitch? We own this shit.
Cause your stomach, like,
we girl.
When you eat like right, and you're on the path and doing it, and you throw something else in there, it fucked you up. You know that, right? I know one time when I was eating clean, and I ate something. I like, why the fuck do I, my stomach was fucked up? And it's because I didn't stick to the plan. Mm-hmm. We don't stick to the plan.
Yeah, you see what happens? Cause again, like I said, you could be faithful as fuck to her for like 6-5 and a year. You cheat on her one time, your mental, you know what I'm saying, like, and your conscience, and the fact that you don't realize it, but you will start treating her different.
So
even, you know what I'm saying, my thing is like, if I got this steak and lobster at home, meaning him, right, and you know what I'm saying, I'm used to how he's licking, sticking, moving, grooving, all that shit. Just say, like, if you go and you get, you know what I'm saying, with somebody else, and what if this man is a fucking superhead demon?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Even if that one time, as soon as I go back home and he lick me, I'm like,
I'm thinking about the super motherfucking head demon
that put it there. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, don't even put them thoughts in your head. You get what I'm saying? Yes, of course, somebody sexually is always better than your spouse.
Absolutely.
Let me say that again.
Someone
sexually is always better than your fucking spouse. You get what I'm saying? Because a lot of times when I always say, when the cheating head and the cheating dick is always fire. Like, let's be honest. Because that ain't your man. And you fuck the shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause it's a show and that you're putting on.
And then normally sometimes, because for a woman to cheat, she has to be emotionally, not all the time, but for the most part, a woman have to really cuff you to fuck on you. And then she gonna let loose. Because what she going through at home when she fucking him in the back of her mind, it's problems there. So it's kind of like she kind of like, I don't want to do it, I'm going to do it because you're my nigga. But when she fucking super demon time, I don't know the nigga from shit. I just know we having some fun right now, and I got to get this shit and hurry up and go home type shit. So absolutely right.
Yeah.
So it's going to always, they may not find out then, but it eventually comes to surface.
Yeah.
It'll come. Yeah. Because if you cheat once, you gonna scratch that itch, and then you may go another year, but you're gonna wanna do it. Not all the time, but I'm saying sometimes a lot of people can't control themselves. It's like crack. You're searching for that high. And then, like Charles said, you start treating your spouse differently because you like, why you moving different? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Because then it's like, why don't you, throw it back like this? You know what I'm saying? Because if you let that devil in your mind because you did what you did, and so now you searching for what you had outside, but it's like, damn, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't even go to the outside source, you wouldn't even be thinking about no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, for the, you know what I'm saying, the men who are listening and the good women who are listening. Because we know we it's mostly, you know what I'm saying, about 70% women who listen to our podcast. Y'all, I know a lot of y'all are good women. Mm-hmm. Y'all know y'all have them exes that want y'all so fucking bad. You know what I'm saying? Back, they want you to give them another chance and all this other shit. Because, again, your goodness, you know what I'm saying, that you are, mm-hmm. they're always going to, you know what I'm saying, miss that. Mm-hmm. Because with who they with now, you know what I'm saying, probably ain't shit. And even if she, let me say this, even if they are with great women now, they don't give a fuck. They still gonna miss you. Don't mean that they trying to get back with you.
Yeah.
But they always will miss you. Now, as far as like, you know what I'm saying, the dogs that we had in our life, I don't miss them. You know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, it was a good time and a little piece or whatever, but you ain't gonna miss their ass, because again, there was turmoil. There was, you know what I'm saying, a lot of toxic shit. Yep. You know what I'm saying? But if you was good to them, maybe they always gonna miss you.
You can go years without seeing them, but when they see you, girl, that feeling gone.
Yeah, butterfly like, damn.
In their stomach is gone. Yeah. They may not act on it.
Yeah,
butterfly in their stomach, it'll appear.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like I said, I'm not saying that they're gonna try to DM you or try to get your number, try to call you. No, but what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck if they say something to you or not.
Yeah.
They're always gonna miss you.
Absolutely.
Always. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because again, if you are good to somebody, why the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like anybody who was good to me, I'm like, damn, I, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm, damn.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I'm a witness in that. Mm-hmm. When I got somebody that did good to mm-hmm. me, like even when we stopped talking, I wouldn't even talking to them, and I'm like, damn, I missed it. Like, and then when you start meeting people and how they are, you like, it's just a deeper type of vibe of how they make you feel and felt. Yep.
Cool. So, you got something you want to say on that?
Nope.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and jump to our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com. Or we've just been getting a lot of DMs. DM us on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook.
Okay, the DM came in today asking, did y'all see Krishan get blue face tatted on her? I saw that shit and I honestly am at loss for words, because I don't know why you would put anybody's face on you, because that's permanent. And she got it on her whole jaw, and she light as fuck, and they did a good damn job because it looked exactly like him, and they shaded it in real good. So if she was to cover, how would she get that covered up if she wanted to remove it? I don't know, but that is a motherfucker walking and spiraling out of control. She's delusional. I don't know if she got daddy issues. I don't see why she want to be with somebody that treat her like that and be that obsessed. I think that's she's too obsessed with him, and I think she really needs to get help for that. But I don't even know if anybody can help her, because like her mind is made up. So I saw it and I think it's ridiculous. And I feel sorry for her, because she don't even know, like, you're doing that shit now, but that is permanent. So later on down the line, how you expect for anybody to want to deal with your ass? You got a whole nigga face on you. Like, she needs some help. And I'm just trying to figure out what the people that love her at. So what you got to say on it?
So my thing is, like, because she was on the Bad Girls, Baddies or whatever. There was, I forgot that. So I watched one season or whatever. And it's something really wrong with her. Like, you know what I'm saying, mentally, but it's also something mentally wrong with Blue.
Yeah.
They both mentally fuck up, seriously.
Yeah.
You know, people like, well, why people be together for so long? And they, because again, they on the same playing field, you know what I'm saying, mentally.
Yeah.
Seriously, that girl do not have all her screws, you know what I'm saying, girl.
She can't.
Yeah, I have not been following, you know what I'm saying, their relationship, because I know he got a new girlfriend. I'm not sure if they broke up.
The baby mama. He in jail now, and the baby mama got her a stud.
Oh, see, I don't know.
I just saw it because it be popping up on Facebook. Okay. When I was on Facebook, it'll say that she with a girl now, but Blueface is in jail right now.
The white girl?
The mama with the head like stupid.
Oh, so she pregnant? She has
a baby, a son by him.
Oh,
she ain't
okay.
She has a son by him. Because
I know she be in Dallas all the time. Jonathan be doing her. And the girl, she be at the Friends Palace.
I guess whatever her name is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the one we talking about. They always going back and forth between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's dating a girl now, from my understanding. They're really good friends.
Lord. Yeah.
And he's in jail. And so I thought Krishan had moved on after she had the baby.
Yeah.
I don't really know, because like I said, I don't follow them either, but I just saw that on the shade room where she had the mm-hmm. tattoo on her face. And I was like, I just wish somebody would hug her. Like, what the fuck is
No, she really need a lot of therapy. Like, because, you know what I'm saying, them drugs. And she, you know, a lot of people that really run to drugs, you know what I'm saying, they already mentally, they're going through something. They try to, you know what I'm saying, need something to get their mind off of real issues they need to deal with. Like, that's why they keep getting high, because, you know what I'm saying, they can't deal with this shit. But it's something, like I said, seriously wrong with her. To even get somebody on your face and somebody who beat you and, you know what I'm saying, disrespect you like that, mentally, you got to be fucked up. Mm-hmm. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Even go back to that, even, like, you know what I'm saying, the shit that we was dealing with private, you know what I'm saying, we went mm-hmm. back, you know, on some stupid shit. But the fact that if the public knew that my ex is cheating on me like that, bitch, I ain't going back. Listen, because you're not finna embarrass mm-hmm. me like that. Like, people, like, you care about people. No, bitch, that's embarrassing. I'm already embarrassed, low key. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a different part of being embarrassed, and I'm the only one know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus the world, because now everybody judging and eyes, you know what I'm saying? Be like, motherfucker, no, you're not finna embarrass me like that. And you know what I'm saying? Then, because now I'm gonna feel like a stupid ass bitch to the world, you know what I'm saying? Going, so I really truly feel, not just that her friends talk to her, she needs to sit down and have extensive, you know what I'm saying, therapy sessions, because it's a lot of shit that happened in childhood, I guess, that she got her fucked up. And until she gets there, she gonna keep on, you know what I'm saying, being how she is. And a lot of time when these people got money and fame, they think that, like, they fuck therapy or whatever, because, again, I'm straight. I ain't got work, and I can do this, and I'm gonna get money. And I, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not even trying to do none of that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, people already respect and love me. You get what I'm saying? So it's a mental thing, bro. I ain't sitting down with no therapist, bitch. I'm for sure. Like, people already, you get what I'm saying? Like, so,
and people encourage the behavior, so that makes it even worse.
So, that's a whole nother thing.
That's a whole nother thing. That's all I got to say about that.
So, our next topic, we're gonna talk about kiss and tell. How, when you know what I'm saying, fucking somebody, talking to somebody, whatever, you know what I'm saying, when is the okay to tell the world, somebody, your friends, or whatever, or, you know what I'm saying, kiss and tell? How you feel about kissing and telling, girl? You been out here kissing and telling? What you been doing?
I only kissed and told one time because he pissed me off, and I feel like the world needed to know. But that was out of hurt. But as far as kissing and telling, like, no, I mean, I've been saying here now that people kiss and tell, because we got social media. Mm-hmm. People, as soon as they get angry or they dump the person, they kiss and tell. They go and blast it on the internet for everybody to know. Maybe they get satisfaction from that. But where I am now in life, like, nah, kissing and telling. I don't give a fuck if you, like, the one guy that went girlfriend blasted him, a thug dude. He was laying on the bed and she turned on Sexy Red. And he started making this booty clap. He was laying there naked. And he made his ass clap like a stripper while he was laying there to the song. But he was a hood nigga. And she, when they broke up, she put it out on the internet, the video of him clapping his ass. And I'm using that as an example, because I, like, even if my, because, you know, you do stuff with your spouse that people don't know about. And it be on some funny shit or mm-hmm. some crazy shit. But that's, like, an inside joke for y'all. So if my man was to ever do some shit like that, even if I got mad at him, I'm never finna blast him, because I did once love that man. Mm-hmm. I did once, you know what I'm saying, respect that man. And regardless if he did me dirty or something like that, I'm still, that's just not my character to do that. Because I, like, they'll learn that about that, because if you do me, you probably do it with somebody mm-hmm. else. So to answer that question, kissing and telling, I don't think it's ever okay to do that. Because my thing is, keep it 100, keep it funky. If you're going to be a kiss and teller, do it while you're with the person. Don't wait till it's, like, over with and expose it, bitch. If you be straight up. Let the world know why you fucking with him. Why you gonna wait, you know what I'm saying, till it's over with. But I don't think I would. I'm not that kind of person. Now, would I kiss and tell Chancellor? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell, like, the people close to me. And when we tell each other, so we don't be going into detail. Girl, the sexual, like, the adventures that us and our in the bedroom stories, we don't go there for. We just tell if it was terrible or if it was great. You like, oh, mm-hmm. girl, hell yeah, dog, I would definitely fuck it. I'm on that. Mm-hmm. Or if it was wax sauce. But kissing and telling is bitch shit, and now it seems like it's more men kissing and telling.
Yes.
So I'm like, damn, when
it's real sweet shit.
Like, I know that everybody has got these pronouns now, but god damn, like, what's going on? It's like men are just running to the internet kissing and telling. And it's a scary feeling, because it's like you meet somebody new, you fall in love with them, and it's like, can I truly be vulnerable with mm-hmm. you? can I really trust you that if we were to break up, that the stuff that I share with you that I wouldn't share with other people, are you going to go to tell somebody or are you going to blast me? And that's a scary part, because mm-hmm. you can't really be your full authentic self with that person, because you're going in wondering, like, what's your character? Mm-hmm. How you feel about kissing and telling?
I fucking hate it. Yeah. I feel that it's some shit where basically, like, just to, like, you know, again, we had this podcast for, you know, 3 years, you know what I'm saying, and some months, you know. And so, at all the times that we've been on this podcast, like, they heard me tell stories about, like, me being on dates shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't never finna put nobody on, you know what I'm saying, name after. I ain't never finna, you know what I'm saying, because, again, my thing is, even though we got a podcast, we talk about certain shit, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, my thing is, I don't want nobody in my business to know who I'm fucking.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, whoever that I'm fucking, I want that to be so fucking low key of, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if it's, I'll probably be like, Kiki, be like, you know what I'm saying? Like she said, I'm going to tell her, because if we in the same circle in Dallas, we're like, say, you mm-hmm. know, because anyway, to people that I told her I was talking to, and she'd be like, girl, you know what I'm saying? He was blase, blase, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm going to tell you, be like, damn. Do you know anything about him? Goddamn, because you know what I'm saying? Everybody I've told you about. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody fucking everybody.
You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. the bitch is he in your DM too. Let me let you know. Because mm-hmm. if he is, that's cool. Let me know. So I won't even, you know what I'm saying, talk to his ass, you know, mm-hmm. On some shit like that. But as far as, like, telling the world, like, ain't nobody that fucking, for me, important or, you know what I'm saying, or... where I'm like, I gotta tell the world that I'm fucking with him. You know,
yeah.
If you're not my man, seriously, it's not a bragging thing.
It sure ain't.
I'm being honest with you. Like, as far as just like, on some, oh, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he got this or this, and I'm like, damn, I need to tell the world that he like me, or he, you know what I'm saying? He in my DM, like,
who DM he ain't in, bitch?
Who, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like he's not my man. So me telling y'all that we was fucking around ain't doing shit for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just another notch in the belt.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, and I'm trying to brag to y'all, like, that he like me to let y'all think that I'm the shit. But it's like, I already know I'm the shit. Like,
yeah.
Bitches, niggas try to holler me. So, what am I trying to put out there to the world? You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And brag about. Like, I ain't got to brag to y'all about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not looking for validation from
right.
nobody on some shit that I'm telling my close friends is be
yeah.
like, damn, bitch.
So listen, make sure we ain't,
yeah, we ain't
the same,
fucking
the
same dude, or you know what I'm saying? Or
yeah.
I got, you know what I'm saying? Some shit happened. I got to tell her
yeah.
about it. But, and then to be honest, even all of the dudes that I was talking to, Kiki still don't know.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? My best friend don't know. Like, I'm being honest with you. Like, it was just on like some player shit. I'm just finna, you know what I'm saying? I'm just talking to him, probably smash or not smash, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably just dating. It was just like on some, you know what I'm saying, some rah-rah shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ain't even that important for me to even bring up.
Yeah.
If nothing really truly happened, you know, it'd be shit. I'm not even gonna say shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, that's just on me. You know what I'm saying? Because if we was just on some low-key fucking shit, like, that's between me and him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Seriously. And I don't even want to know, I don't care how close we are. You don't have to tell me some niggas that you just smashed. You know what I'm saying? It's just on. If this is your man, of course, bitch, I want to know. Or if
yeah.
this somebody that's in our circle, of course, be like, bitch, you fucking, you know what I'm saying, Tyrone? You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. But as far as, like, telling the world, that's people, because of social media, they feel that everybody's being a business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They feel
they
that they
feel
need
so
to tell,
entitled.
You know what I'm saying, everything that's going on. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? So, for me, I'm like, if you're not my man, y'all not finna, you know what I'm saying, know, like, who I was fucking.
Right.
These whole fucking, you know what I'm saying, decades that I was fucking single, bitch. I ain't, you know what I'm saying, post no men, went up.
Yeah.
I used to go on dates, and I ain't, what the fuck, I ain't doing none of that shit.
Yeah.
I ain't, you know what I'm saying, date night, we ain't doing none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't need to, y'all know I'm out here fucking, I'm grown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. Like, so the fact that, you know, it be the ones who, I think, especially for men, now that you said that they, you know what I'm saying, kiss and tell more, is because they know that a lot of these women is, and I don't mean to say it like this, but they know they probably, not Lord, because see, I don't, you know, like if she a a woman that a lot of men want or something, they want to tell the world that they fucked with her just so they can feel, you know what I'm saying, feel like, you know what I'm saying, like that man.
I bagged the bag.
I bagged her. You know what I'm saying? I pulled her. I know y'all want to fuck her, but I was fucking with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. when I told you, I don't know if I told them before, but when that dude I told you I went to school with, that, you know what I'm saying, he always trying to be like, we didn't take a picture so I could post you. And I'm like, because we just messed around. I'm like, no, you not. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you not going to take a picture. No, you not going to post me. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm pushing my woman crush Wednesday. And I'm like, do not ever do that. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, we just smashed. Like, don't you ever fucking do that. Yeah. I am not, because I'm not your woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't, no. Nigga, we on some hush-hush shit. Like, if you don't get your ass on, you know what I'm saying? So, but again, he's one of them dudes where it's like, now I'm fucking charged. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, because again, he one of the ones when we was in school that, like, his whole crew, you know what I'm saying, like me. So it was like, he wanted to let the bro know, like, I'm fucking with Charles. Don't, nigga, don't you do that. Yeah. Don't fucking do that at all, cause and I stopped messing with him.
Yeah.
And talking to him. You know what I'm saying? Cause nigga, you not gonna do that. Cause I low key, I'm like, I know you probably taking pictures and probably sending it to your homeboys them. You know what I'm saying? Like, guess who has some over some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do that fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think because of that, like, even cause it reminds me of what you said about, like, the baby saying that he fucked Megan. You know what I'm saying? Or some, you know, it's like, what? Then y'all just fucked. Why fuck tell somebody? You know what I'm saying?
I was okay without knowing that.
Why didn't you need to tell somebody? Like, whoever, you know what I'm saying? Whoever's in your bedroom is in your bedroom. If they not your person, don't nobody need to know who you fucking.
And people kill me and be like, oh, the baby fucked Megan. Now, what if Megan fucked the baby? Because we do just sometimes want to fuck you, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they try to get a man the power. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. A man can't fuck me unless I allow it. So clearly, I wanted to do it too, and I didn't give a fuck who found out because I was on some. I wanted to fuck too. I'm single. Why not? I'm young. Why not?
And how they doing, Megan? Listen, I will be Megan.
She's 28 years old, bitch. Do you?
Megan is young, successful, and if she wanted to fuck who she wanted to fuck when she was single.
That's her biz,
and she ain't got to tell y'all.
She ain't none of fucking her wrong, and she said y'all mad because I ain't one of her baby mama.
She ain't got to tell y'all who is in her bed.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like, cause again, is your Rolodex after that you put your Rolodex after, bitch?
And no. The only reason why y'all know because them niggas turn pussy.
Exactly, because other than that
you wanna
she
know.
Can't play. You wouldn't. I can't say what I want to say.
She said, I know my pussy. She said, I knew my pussy was good, but I ain't fucked these niggas in years, so I know my pussy heat. Like, y'all, because y'all said the time, but like, why y'all said something about that we fucked?
Like, it is what it is. Because again, like I said, I tell you, the roles have reversed. Like, we the ones where it's like, you know what I'm saying, the women is like, I'm keeping that shit playing. My nigga's up there. But they like, sir, why are you telling people?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
what are you going to benefit from knowing? Because you ain't doing nothing making them want to fuck me, too. You're just kind of just. Put it out there like I fuck. He be like, oh shit.
You think they're gonna stop? They still want some.
And that's what makes
they still want some. You just making my pussy. You know what I'm saying? They still want some.
Y'all making my she said y'all making my value.
Yeah, like boy, get the fuck on. Anyways,
y'all know what time it is. Rando, rando, rando. We got something rando for you. Rando, rando, rando.
We got something random for you. Yeah, what's your random?
I just learned that butterflies lick the salt off of reptile eyes. Like when butterflies like land, they like lick the salt off of reptile eyes and off of eyes. And if I'm not mistaken, like if you sweat and a butterfly land on you, they'll lick it too. They like the salt.
No.
Yeah, because this lady was freaked. She said she do like you hate cats.
Mm-hmm.
Like she do not like butterflies, and even though they're majestic or beautiful, she has like a whole full-fledged panic attack. And then a woman told her, she was like, well, I just found out that they licked the salt off of reptile eyes. And she said that makes it even worse, and I was like, wow. I thought that was just
that's
like,
so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My rando is my cousin was dancing at my papa funeral, and we was just talking about it the other day. And y'all listen, okay, I gotta just bring this up because I'm still up here laughing. Okay, my granddaddy had passed away, which we all was sad, okay? Mm-hmm. And so my cousin, who is not a fucking praise dancer, not even a what? Fucking dancer, she told us when we was all crying and said, she said, I'm a praise dancer for my papa, you know what I'm saying? So we all was, you know what I'm saying, like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? But then we was cheering her on because, again, we wanted to see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we were like, what the fuck? So, y'all, the day of the funeral.
Well, I didn't record it.
I got it, bitch. I said, I'm going to show you after this. So, at the funeral. Now, my family is goofy. I got my family side that, you know, was the church side. And, you know what I'm saying? They real religious and churchy. But then my mama, little smile group, you know, of us. All my cousins, we goofy as fuck. We gonna laugh at every fucking thing. We don't care if we're no funeral or nothing. So we was all crying. Everybody said, then my cousin had to walk out to go change clothes for her dance. Soon as she got up, everybody turned and looked at each other. And we was like, it's about to go down.
Yeah.
Baby, she came back in and she didn't even look at us because she know we goofy. As soon as she started, child, this girl cannot dance at all, okay? She started moving, and we all was over there holding. I laughed her back so hard. And you know me, my laugh is loud. I had to fake it like I was crying. When I tell you, this was the best funeral ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? At funerals, you want, for me.
Yeah.
I be wanting somebody to make me laugh so I can get me out in my emotional, you know what I'm saying, state. Because when I go to funerals, I don't even care if I didn't know the person. I'm sitting there and I'm going to cry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get really emotional. So I be wanting something to happen to make me laugh.
So take your mind off of
that. All the family, we love the fact that her ass started praise dancing because, baby, when I tell you this is a moment in history that we never go, you know what I'm saying, forget. And we still know her moves, okay?
Yeah, I got to watch that video.
Girl. So, yeah, that's my rando, my cousin, dancing at my grandpa's funeral, and still the funniest thing ever.
I can't wait to see that because I don't see her.
Girl, the funniest shit ever? Okay.
Okay, my song of the week is Be With You by Beyonce. I was just riding, and it came on the playlist, and I forgot how much that fucking Dangerously in Love CD vibe. And I don't know, it just made me feel some kind of way. You know how music take you back to a feeling, like a happy place. So my song is Be With You by Beyonce.
Yes. My quote of the week is, be patient when becoming someone you haven't been before.
Amen. Say that again.
Be patient when becoming someone you haven't been before. A lot of times they like just say like, oh, okay, I want to be this disciplined person and do this, or I want to be this person that is driven and do that. I want to be, you know what I'm saying? And so a lot of times when you just say like, if we, you know what I'm saying? Let's just say we got a goal to go to the gym and eat right. And you know what I'm saying? That's the new person we're trying to be. We want to be a gym rat, or we want to be a healthy person. And then like that one time you slip up, you go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And you be so down on yourself. You know what I'm saying? But it's, again, be patient. You're trying to become something different. You have not been this person before. So because you're trying to be somebody new, give yourself grace.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, give yourself grace. Get back up. Get back on the horse and ride again. But you know what I'm saying? Like, just be patient.
Yeah.
With yourself.
Yeah.
You give everybody else grace around you.
Give yourself some grace.
Give yourself some grace. And don't beat yourself up and just give up. Be like, man, no, you ain't got to. You know what I'm saying? You had that fucked up day where you probably, you know what I'm saying, got off the horse. Or you probably just need that cheat little time. You know what I'm saying? But then be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
Mm. So you got something else you want to say?
No.
So please make sure that you go ahead and hit that damn subscribe button. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Go over to YouTube and get our numbers up, because I've numbers on the podcast streaming platforms are great. But the ones on YouTube, get our views up on YouTube, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Silly Squad, we out!